Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hello and welcome to, what episode are we on?
14.
Episode 14. Thanks for joining.
Thank you for joining us, guys. That was very formal introduction, Zoe.
Here we go. So I'm going to do what Jenna does. I am Zoe and this is
Jenna.
And if you don't know, we met on a show called Married at First Sight.
Well, I think it's important for the listeners to know how we met, because that's the whole reason we called this show Life with a Wife, because we are two wives.
I thought it was just funny hearing you say it.
Oh, no. I don't find myself funny.
Oh, could have fooled me. The way you howl at your own jokes.
I do howl at my own jokes.
Okay, let's get straight to it, shall we, Jens? Humpity yes, hump babe. Hump. Hump of the week.
Humpity hump, humpity hump, humpity hump. That's going to be the new jingle for Hump of the Week.
It's not. Jingles aren't a thing. Never have been. Never will be.
You will do it one day.
I'm definitely not doing some weird clap to Hump of the Week.
Well, it's just what comes to mind.
That's like, what my Hump of the Week is.
Okay, if I said the word hump to you, what would be your initial reaction to sing?
I'd just go into what my Hump of the Week was.
Oh.
Right.
Would so, not be my hump. My hump, my hump, my hump.
No, it wouldn't.
Yeah, it would. I think that would be most people's.
Let's get to it. Come on.
Okay, give it to me.
You want my hump of the week?
Yeah, give me
No, you go first.
No, I'm not going first today. I went first last time.
Okay, so my hump of the week is that you will watch... you watch something on TV. You actually did it yesterday and I wrote it down in my notes, ready for today.
Oh.
You watch something on the TV and then you get pissed off with me about it.
What?
So, like, for example, you'll see something, you'll be like, oh, somebody, I don't know, a couple fell out, say on maths, for example,
mm-hmm.
A couple have fallen out for one reason or another, and then you'll be like staring at me, and then I'll be like, what? You do that. And I don't know whether or not anyone else experiences this, but then all of a sudden, I find myself defending myself, and I'm like, wait a second, this is on the TV, it has nothing to do with me, all of a sudden you're now annoyed with me about something. That
no,
I haven't done.
I'm not annoyed. I just think maybe in my head it's like a good opportunity to bring up these things because it's happening live in front of us. But not only are we seeing an argument play out similarly to how it would with us, but we're then also seeing the solutions once they speak to the experts. So I actually think it's perfect timing to bring up like problems.
I've seen a lot of confrontation and not a lot of solutions from you, I'll be honest. It's a lot of, well, that's the type of thing you'd do. You'd act like that in that situation. And then I'm like, well, no, I wouldn't. Yeah, you would.
That's just how you take it. I'm never that aggressive. And I think the listeners can also probably Fight my corner.
They don't see all the real you. they don't see all.
No, it's not very nice that you keep doing this, though, because you're painting a different picture of me to the listeners that doesn't exist.
You missed the fact that I just said people don't see all the real you.
See all the real.
And you were like, I don't like you saying this. You stopped listening to me after you heard.
I knew what was coming. I already had my argument.
Already had it back ready. Up. So that's my hump of the week. My hump of the week is that you watch things on TV and scenarios and then somehow twist it and it's my fault. So there you go.
Interesting.
Eat that for breakfast, lunch and dinner. Now give it to me. What you got?
Okay. The main one, and I think this is going to be a problem for the rest of our lives, but it's something that I've had to learn to accept about you.
I don't like this. It sounds hurtful.
It's not hurtful, actually, no. It's just... again, something I don't know if you can control or not. So the fact that we just have so many plans all of the time, like most nights, every week. And Zoe has come to me and said she knows this is a problem for herself, that she just overbooks people in to her calendar because there's so many people to fit in. But then it escalates and then you get yourself... into a state where you're actually not very well because you've run yourself into the ground because you're working a full-time job filming a podcast and we have to go out most weekends and we have events to go to and then we're also trying to fit in seeing lots of people as well
and spend time together,
yeah, which rarely happens, although this week it has happened and it has been delightful.
Yeah, so I've put a ban, so that this has been a problem long before
I knew you. Yes. Yeah.
Well, I'm sure you existed somewhere.
Oh, I
you just
did
weren't
exist,
in my life.
Yes, I did exist.
but I have a lot of different friends in a lot of different friendship groups. So, like, I can't see one without see them all.
You have to spread them out.
Yeah. So, but I see, like, my family, I see every single week. So we have coming on together.
I love.
Yeah, so it's, you know, I make an effort to see my family. That's important.
There's perks to being that kind of person. There's perks to being someone who makes the effort to make time for everybody. But I think when it starts to take a toll on your health, it's when we need to kind of reevaluate how much we do, how much we decide to take on, I think. But you do say, okay, I'm going to make it so that we always have family night, obviously, every week, and then we'll see one person during the week. Never ever happens.
It does. And it's going to start
very
now.
Rare.
Because, like, it's like a few nights at home where, like, I can just, where I know I can just drive home and then be at home and rest. Sorry.
Like, I think at every point of our relationship, we have been fully booked every weekend for at least 3 months in advance.
Yeah.
Like, right now, we don't have any availability until January.
No.
So if you want to see us, you best book us in now.
It's usually a 3 month wait for me. Mm-hmm. And we're not talking 10 business days, we're talking 3 months. You know? We're talking the type of time that you would wait for a Shein delivery.
Yeah. Now we share a calendar and I think you add something into there every single day. It's ridiculous.
It was getting out of control. And then also it would be the old trick of, well, I told you about this. No, you didn't tell me. So now we have a share calendar.
Yeah, we do. It's definitely helped.
Yeah, so I've implemented this trying to be at home, like, one of the weeknights. Because it's important as well. Like, I don't have a very healthy relationship with sleep. And I was actually thinking the other day that since I've been in this house, I feel like I have, like, a really good sleep pattern. I think that's really important now.
Yeah, we do.
So, yeah, I do want to start doing that. So that is quite a valid hump of the week, I would say.
Yeah, and it's not necessarily something that, like, really annoys me. It's just something that I think is worth talking about and just being conscious of. Because every time you do have a weekend off where you can have time to yourself and do the things you want to do, you always feel better.
Yeah, it's true. So, interested to know if anybody else has this problem where they have, like, lots of different friends and they try to fit them all in. Like, what? Do you just learn to be like, no? Is there...
Yeah, I think it's learning how to say no a bit more, isn't it?
Yeah.
And not getting FOMO, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, I don't often get FOMO.
I don't think you would either. I think you just get, like, excited in the moment of, like, planning things and inviting people over or making plans to go away for the weekend. And we don't really think about, oh, but we've not got a weekend at home for... the next 2 months.
Yeah, I quite like the fact that we live here now and that people can come to us.
Yeah, I love that. I love people coming here.
Yeah. Okay, so that's it then. Both of our... I always go to call it Mock the Week, but that's not. That's a different programme.
That's a TV show.
Very good one. So we are now on to Would You Rather.
And I'm very excited for this because last week's, may I say, I think went down a treat.
Yes, and I am about to blow your tits off with these questions.
Oh, excited.
They are...
No titties left.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
They are the finest. Okay, question. Two would you rathers. First one is, would you rather lose your sight or lose your memories? So you'll never see again or you'll never remember anything past today.
I would obviously want to lose my sight.
That's not obvious. I don't think that's obvious.
You don't think it's obvious?
So you would never see anybody or you would never see me again.
I could touch you though and I can hear you and I could, like, it's just learning how to live as a blind person, isn't it? Like, I think that's way more manageable than, losing your memory. Like, maybe you wouldn't be sad about it because you didn't know what came before. So you're basically starting a fresh life. But I would 100% never want to lose all the memories that I've collected over the years with my family, with my friends, with you. Like, you'd have to convince me to fall in love with you again. It'd be bloody terrible.
It would be a
piece
of piss.
You'd have to make sure you tell me that I'm a vegan, though, please. Thank you.
I'd be like, you love a pig in blankets. You're obsessed.
You love eggs.
You used to go shooting and I told you it's very bad. I don't like you doing it. And so you stopped.
Oh, no. You could make me out to be a barbarian.
Yes, I would. You'd be eating turkey.
Oh, no. You'd make me Christmas. A hunter.
I won't make you a hunter.
Oh, no.
But I'd definitely take it to Minute and Carter.
Yeah. No, definitely. I would much rather lose my vision.
Okay, I think, can I learn my memories back? Like, so, like, not obviously, I would never remember them personally, but like, you could be like, this is your mom, this is your dad.
Yeah, because I feel like you'd live with constant paranoia of like, okay, but are they really telling me the truth? Like, anyone could literally tell me anything and I would believe it.
I
wouldn't enjoy that.
I really wouldn't want to lose my sight. I really just wouldn't want to lose it. So I think
want to, babe. That's not the point.
Yeah, but I really want to lose my memory. So I think I'm going to have to go with I would lose my sight. But is that a good question? Is that a good question?
Very good question.
Okay, second one.
Although a bit dark and a little bit sad because these are things that potentially could happen to us in our lifetimes, you know?
Wowzers. Okay.
Moving on. Bit depressing that one, though.
Sorry. Next one is would you rather teleport anywhere or read people's minds?
Read people's minds.
Would ya?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, I'm going to go to Mexico. Boom, I'm there.
Yeah, but...
Oh, sorry, no, I'm bad enough in Mexico now. I want to go to France. Hey, there.
Hey. Yeah. Is that what you have to do in order to get there?
You have to do, if you're in Mexico, you have to do the double click, like a senorita.
For those listening, Zoe looks like the senorita emoji. Hey.
I'm wearing a sombrero. I've got a moustache.
And she's wearing a long red dress.
No, I'm the man.
Okay.
I'd just hop anywhere and I'd just be like, so me and you now, we could be like, do you know what? Should we go and look up at the stars in Mexico? I'd click my fingers and we could just be there lying on a beach looking up at the sky.
I don't know, I quite like looking forward to holidays and like having a full 2 weeks there. Like, even though you could teleport, you would still have to get time off work if you wanted to go somewhere for 2 weeks.
No, or Jenna.
You would have to, you know, have enough money to go and spend a couple of weeks there.
No, you wouldn't.
Why not?
Because I'd go like this, do you want to go and lie on the beach? And then I'd be like, okay. And then I'd just click us there, we'd be lying on the beach, and then I'd be like, do you want a drink? I'd teleport back into the kitchen, I'd get you whatever you wanted, and then I'd bring it to you, your favourite, Pepsi Max.
Oh, lovely.
On the rocks.
What a treat.
And I'd bring it to you over there with your sunglasses on.
Where is my sex on the beach? That's what I want to know.
Oh, well, hang on. I didn't say it was going to be luxury. We haven't got a bottomless pit of money.
Well, this is what I mean. I'd prefer to just go on a nice holiday than
teleport. Oh, yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. You catch your 10-hour flight and I'll catch you there.
All right. See ya.
I'll be drinking them cocktails on the beach. Don't you worry.
Okay, so we disagree on one.
Okay, so you're saying, okay, so why would you want to read people's minds? Because I personally think, if I had the ability, I wouldn't want to do it.
Oh, yeah, it's a little bit like liar, liar.
Why would you want to read people's minds? What benefit is there?
That's a good point, actually. What would you want to hear? I don't really want to hear anything. I think it's just like maybe knowing what you should say in an interview. Or maybe they wouldn't be telling you. Maybe they wouldn't be thinking about the answer. Maybe they'd just be thinking, oh, this person looks a bit strange. Yeah, or, yeah. I don't think it would be fun, actually.
Exactly. You walk into a room and they're like...
Ooh, she's got like, a bit of a big nose.
Two interviewers sat there and they're like, oh, lesbian.
Well, this'll tick the box, won't it? For diversity. Yeah, let's exactly. Give her the job. Fuck it. I don't care what she's capable of.
The agency woman told me this is a woman. This is clearly a teenage boy.
Get out this toilet.
How many times has that been said to me?
Oh, God.
Yeah. So I definitely would not want to hear what people are thinking.
Yeah, I agree with you. Okay, teleportation it is. You have swayed me once again.
Excellent. Are you coming to Mexico?
I'm coming to Mexico. Hey! Let's go. Ready? 3, 2, 1. Hey! Perfect. Excellent. Bye, guys. We're off to Mexico. Oh, no, wait. They were already there.
We'll take the microphones there.
Oh, imagine. Yeah, a little podcast on the beach.
Yes. This is what I'm saying. We were actually saying the other day that we were thinking, well, next time we go camping, we'll take all the kit with us and we'll fill one with, like a nice scenery, with a little waterfall in the back, background.
A little background noise.
Yeah, how nice would that be?
Oh, lovely.
If you're driving it in the car, if you're listening in the car, you'd be pissing all over the place.
We'd probably get back home dripping. And I'd watch the videos back and I'd listen to the audio and it'd probably just be wind.
Lauren, give us a round of fucks. What were you thinking? Sounds awful.
Don't ever do that again. Right, I think that rounds up our bonus episode for this week.
Excellent.
Shall we go, Zoe? Do you know what you've not done in a while?
What?
Joke of the week.
Oh.
Useless.
I think I dropped one in last week.
No, maybe.
Naturally. I just think I've had 1 week off and I don't think you should criticise me for that.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Do you know what I love about sitting in here? Because we never sit in this room unless we're filming, do we?
No.
It's the only time that I get to just look over the room at Mr. Pickles.
No.
Sat there on the windowsill.
I hate being reminded of him.
So I've got, so the way that I face is literally just staring into his eyes and his ear is pressing up against the glass and he listens to us every week.
I am so glad I picked this side of the sofa after all, or you picked that side of the sofa, should I say. The sacrifices.
Yes, well, you know, that's one perk.
Mm-hmm.
But you're glad that you sat there now, aren't you?
I am glad.
You don't have to look at him.
Mm. Pretend he doesn't exist.
Or him or her or...
They.
They. We'll never know.
That rat's going to end up in the bin one day.
That rat won't end up in the bin, otherwise you'll end up down the tip. All right.
He'll be in there with me. Maybe you'll want to come and join us, be a family.
Yeah, I'll open
again,
the jar and tip him on you.
Oh, no. Nah, I think whatever's in that jar would kill you instantly.
Yeah, I reckon it'd burn your skin off.
Oh, no. Ugh, it's going through me. It's literally making me shiver.
I opened it once.
Oh, no, don't, Zoe. Right, okay. Let's end this conversation right there.
Absolutely stunk.
Don't worry, guys. I'll get rid of him one day. Okay, it's been a pleasure.
It has.
We'll see you next time. If you don't, make sure you go follow us at Life With A Wife Pod over on Instagram and TikTok.
Hang on a sec. One last thing. I feel like we should do one of the things that we're grateful for again.
Oh, grateful for?
What are you grateful for today?
I'm grateful that we just absolutely love being around each other and talking to each other all the time.
Yeah, that's cute.
Like, the fact that you can't wait to get home at the end of the day and I can't wait for you to get back and for us to just spend time together. We rarely take things for granted, and I don't think we take it for granted, but I think it could be easily taken for granted.
Yes.
And I don't ever want to do that because I think it's really nice.
I appreciate that you're competitive.
Oh, yes, we've been playing Monopoly tonight.
I felt, no, not normal Monopoly, Monopoly Deal. Yes. It's much better and quicker. But I feel like I don't ever think that I've had been in a relationship with someone that's competitive.
Really?
I don't think so.
I am very competitive.
Yeah, and I love that because I've never had it before.
I love it about you as well. Like, I feel like that's what we're probably both missing. Yes. I don't like it, like, when you come to play a game, like a board game or a card game, whatever game it is, if the person that you're with just doesn't really give a shit and doesn't put in any effort, I'm just like, pull your bloody socks up, will you?
Yeah.
I want to win here.
Yeah, give a shit. And I want to win, and I want to see you sad because you've lost. That's what I want. I don't only want to win, I want to be smug about it for it to piss you off.
But I also want you to make it a bit hard for me. Like, I don't want an easy win.
No, I wanted you to have made it hard.
Yes.
I want the win to have been earned, and I want you to be upset about it.
Earned and respected.
Yes, exactly. And I feel like we both get that.
Yeah,
we both get that.
Yeah, we do. We are just like the perfect match.
The perfect match.
Perfect.
Okay, well, thanks for listening, guys.
I was just boasting about how great our relationship is.
Everything's just so great.
Aren't we just perfect? Okay, guys, we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.